hopefully we can score points, get third and convert their downs and not turn over the ball. It's the same stuff I think we've been talking about the last 3 years, that successful football teams, especially offensively, do. It's not the easiest thing. You're kind of doing educated guesses. You're looking at some stuff that the past coaches did in the other teams and what they did successfully last year as a Colts organization. So you kind of have to mix and match your film and look at Baltimore, look at the Colts, look at other stuff. And you might have to watch a little bit extra film just to cover your bases, but at the end of the day, we're kind of guessing at what they're going to look at. We got a few. Yeah, that's a good point. We got some guys that can play football on the outside. There's no doubt about that. It's going to hopefully make my job easier, just being able to get them the ball and let them work up front. I think the guys know that there's some pressure on them because Matt Forte can run if we give him holes, and if I get the guy that's the ball on the outside and we hold up and have time, we can make some big plays. So it's going to be fun to watch. I think in past years it's been defense first, and for good reason. They were really good at it. They won games. I think with Phil coming in, he made an emphasis to help out the offense and get some guys to help us be successful. Because, without some guys on the outside, it kind of limits what you're able to do offensively. No, we can only do as much as they can handle. I mean, if they can only block three-step drops, we can only throw three-step passes. So we're limited to what they can do, and as of now, they've been holding up really well. So it's been able to open up our playbook and be a little bit creative in how we design plays. I think ideally, if they had to pick, they would rather have their hand in the ground, 90% of snaps. But going to a 3-4, it's a little bit different from them. But I think as defensive coordinators and their head coach being a defensive guy, they're going to be smart. They're going to put them in positions where they're going to be blitzing off the edge. They're going to limit the amount of times they put them in coverage. So I expect to see Sam and Will blitz a lot with those guys. We'll see. We did some good stuff when we were in Denver. We were young. I think Mike Shanahan and Jeremy Bates were very good about putting us in situations for us to be successful, being very safe and at the same time trying to be explosive. So expectations are high. I told Brandon, you might get two balls this game. I don't know. They might play, they might double team them and play quarters on their side and make us throw it to Alshon and Devin and Earl and those guys. That's what I would expect. But, we've had game plans in the past, and I didn't think B was going to get a ball, and he got 15 of them. So we'll see how it goes. I watched the Washington game. He's going to be successful in this league. There's too many good things going his way. He works hard. He's in an organization that's going to build around him. They've got the blueprint already with Peyton. So they're going to do everything possible to make him successful. And with his work ethic and his ability to play on the field, he's going to be fine. I did not know that, but I think that's a great thing. Anytime you can expand the NFL and even the Chicago Bears organization into other countries and other ethnicities, it's good for us.
Can you tell some words to the Hispanic people? Maybe vamos Bears?
Hola. we can't. We got to go at them. We've got to attack, and we'll learn from there. We're not going to sit back and second guess ourselves on what we can call and what we can't call. We're gonna go into it feeling good and confident that we can protect me and open up holes for Matt, and we'll take it from there.